Hey guys, this is Phil Sims, a Leamington Spa personal trainer and health formation coach, and welcome to episode 3 of my podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about goals and goal setting, but more to the point, goal getting. I had a question the other day, a great question from someone that I work with. He wanted to achieve what it is that he set out to do, and he wanted a new goal. So he simply asked, you know, how do I set a goal, or more to the point, a goal that's for me? That's a great question, because I see this a lot, where people they get involved with these goal setting tasks and they never really do the work properly, and what they end up with is someone else's goal. Somehow down the line they're doing someone else's goal, and social media has a big part to play in this, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's quite easy to get caught up into someone else's life these days. And you know, you've got your friends on Facebook and you see that they're losing weight, or they've started running, or they're already a runner and they've just done a 10k and they've got a PB, and you're like, oh yeah, I need some of that in my life, I want to do that. So you set off to do it. So you go straight for the how do you do the thing, and you create all this false expectation then of what the outcome is, because it was never your goal. You never really sat down and worked out what you do from the beginning, and the route that you take, and what your journey has to become to get there, and then what the feeling is that what you want to get behind it when you get there. And yeah, so like I said, I see this quite a lot, and I can see why they get caught up into it, and they just need to step back and go, right, okay, that's good, I want to do something a little bit like that, and then start off from the beginning, find out what that goal means to you. And the one word, the one question that really does help is, why do you want that? Ask yourself that. Why do I want to do that? And then start writing it out. It always works the best, and you get all these ideas of what it means to you. Because that's the thing. If someone says that I want to lose 2 stone, well, no one ever really wants to lose 2 stone. People want to lose 2 stone because of, I want to get into my bikini, I want to get into that dress that's at the back of the wardrobe, I want to be getting into my jeans, I want people to go, wow, what have you done? I want to be accepted when I go out with friends, I don't want to be the odd one out, the one who's the larger girl, the larger guy. They mean a lot more than, oh, I just want to lose weight, okay? And again, with the running, why do you want to run? Okay, if it's just to be healthy, great, healthy for who, healthy for what, healthy for your wife, healthy for your husband, healthy for your kids, what can you do with your kids if you're healthier? And you start to really peel away at the onion about what it is that you actually want, not what you think you want. There's a big difference between those two. So yeah, that's the first stage really. We really got to dig deep. The first answer is never really the honest answer. It's just skimming the surface. It's like, what else? What does this mean to you? What will you be doing if you get to this? Okay, you see what I'm saying there? It's never the first thing, and that's why goal setting tends to fail, if I can use that word, because people just whack out this thing in the air, that, yeah, I want that, okay, cool, okay, now what are you going to do to get that, what does it mean? So we use this sort of strategic process, you know, behind it, and for me it works, and the people that I work with, it works, and it's not complicated, it's really simple. It just really sort of breaks down what it is that you need to do. And if you're one of those people who struggles to come up with goals still, you know, I don't really know what I want to do, I've got so many things that I do want to do, well, The best tip I can give with that is first work out what it is that you don't want to do or you don't want. Okay, I don't want this. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to be the person left out on social occasions. I don't want to be the person last in the group of girls when we're going running. I don't want to be that person who doesn't look like they know what they're doing in the gym, anything like that. What's it really mean? That's the best place to start. And then you can start to find out what it is that you do want. So you're refining all the crap. Let's get it in the bin. That's what bins are for. Let's chuck it away and then we can see what's left. Okay, and then another thing is then we've got that, we can start getting you a little bit excited about what it is that you're going to do, because, you know, even if you've got your goal and you've worked on your goal, it's then you've got a journey, you've got a strategy that you've got to do. And then this is the next point where people don't get what they want, because whatever the goal is, however they've got to get there, the one thing that I'll always say to someone is, you've got to enjoy this. If you don't enjoy it, you're not going to get there. What I mean by that is, when was the last time you stopped doing something you enjoyed doing? We kind of don't, do we? If you don't enjoy it, you will stop at some point, because you will find all the excuses available to you to justify why you shouldn't do something. When you stop doing something, you stop going to the gym, you stop going for that run, you stop eating that healthy food, one becomes two becomes three, and then you're back to square one. Okay, so like I say, you got to enjoy it. One way that might work for someone isn't the way that's going to work for you, so you've got to find that way that's going to make it consistent, you're going to enjoy it. Okay, again, that on a one-to-one basis, we can sort of like work out the right way and possibly the wrong way for you. Everyone's different. So we've got your goal, we've really digged deep, we've found a way how you can enjoy it, we've got a strategy. Then you just got to go away and do it. Okay, so like I said, if you're going to enjoy it, you're going to take the steps, and every goal is just step dependent. It's like in my affirmation plan, it works because there's 12 simple steps. If you do the 12 steps, it works. If you only do 7 or 8, you get a result, but it's not as good. It's just something to bear in mind there, that whatever your goal is, wherever you start, wherever you end, just break it down into simple steps. And that's another process that we can take. We've got this like 12-week roadmap that I use, and it sort of really sort of breaks things down. And ultimately, we end up with 5 or 6 different goals to create that bigger goal. Okay, so there's a little bit on goal setting. So what I do is I make goal setters into goal getters. You know, they get this plan specific for them, plan that will work if they take the steps. And then if they take the steps, they win. If they don't, it's not a problem. Maybe some things in there weren't for you and we can readjust your goal. Okay, if you want any more information on goal setting and how to turn you from a goal setter to a goal getter, send me an email on info@philsimspt.co.uk or connect with me on Facebook, and I'll look forward to the next podcast. Okay, this is Phil Sims, Leamington Spa personal trainer and health information coach. Take care.